All right, Tucker, thank you.
Thank you both.
Thank you.
Can you stay there, Chief?
Yes.
Oh, you're up again?
He's up.
$23,779.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Chief is still on the record. And would you identify yourself, sir?
Yes, I'm Attorney Michael Brown, representing the appellant.
Thank you. Chief?
Yes. Again, I'm Chris Vangeli, Chief of Police in Plainville, the issuing authority. The appellant's pistol permit request was denied, again, approximately 2 years ago on the basis of suitability for a number of arrests, including 5 past felony arrests.
Would you like to make a brief opening statement, sir?
Yes. There's no evidence related to suitability that's not the subject of an erased record. The appellant has no record, has no arrests or convictions that he's required to disclose, having received the benefit of a pardon from the Board of Pardons and Appeals.
Yeah, I agree with that. However, when I'm looking at suitability and subjectively looking at a person's past, I understand the administrative function of the pardon. However, it's in the purview of my knowledge, and I decided to use it for purposes of public safety.
Do you have personal information or personal evidence?
I've never met that gentleman before. I'm strictly
you're,
going
you're
by...
You're not involved with any of his previous convictions?
That is correct.
Would you like to ask the chief any questions?
I think the board covered it, but just to confirm, any information that you would have is from records related to those convictions that likely or would be erased?
That is correct.
The pardon itself is not erased.
Correct.
And there are lists of charges and dates and things in there that certainly is not an erased record as far as the statute is concerned. So the chief would be able to use that document itself, maybe to even talk to the appellant and ask him about it.
Could you explain that some more?
Yeah, just the pardon. We have the pardon in the file, and it lists dates and charges, and that's not an erased record. That's not part of the arrest record. So that's information the chief legitimately has, as far as to make his decisions. And I'm not going to advise him on how to go, but he certainly could ask the appellant, or the board could ask the appellant about those.
So if I could respond to that respectfully, I think the chief said the decision was based on review of erased records and not the pardon certificate, and I think it would undermine the sort of the whole purpose of a pardon to use the pardon itself as evidence of unsuitability.
I have a question. Can I?
Yes.
I noticed that on the application form, you filled out the application form. The appellant never filled out the form and didn't sign the form under oath.
The application
or our
court? Or the appeal.
Oh, I'm sorry. No.
I can address that.
The
appellant directly appealed afterwards, informed me of the denial, and the appeal itself is signed by me. But I.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
So is there a problem or not?
No.
Oh, okay. We've gone through questions for the chief. And you.
Well, I guess let me ask, do you have any evidence that you could present about the nature and circumstances of his prior conduct that would lead to a suitability decision?
I do not. I have never met the gentleman. I understand that he had an address in Plainville. I am going under the assumption that he still lives in Plainville.
Live in Plainville?
Yes. Okay. And I run a business out of Plainville.
Okay. And, you know, looking at the number of felonies, including some weapon charges that we ourselves made to arrest in Plainville for illegal possession of a firearm, you know, these events happened, and I do not know of any in written documentation to the chiefs, either promulgated by this board or by any statute, which tells me that when I'm looking at a subjective matter and for suitability, that I am not to use that knowledge, whether I get it firsthand or whether from a piece of paper. If that isn't correct, please let me know, but that's why I use those charges, because I can understand from the state's point of view that for administrative functions such as FOI, perhaps job applications, they are allowed to state that they were never arrested, because these pardons effectively erased that history, but it still occurred. So as the chief of police of my town, for public safety, I cannot ignore that.
I guess it would be the issuing authority's obligation to present that case then. You're right. You mentioned one was a Plainville case. If you had the officer here to talk about his knowledge of what happened, that would be fair game.
Understood. And they go back, 20-25 years. Mm-hmm. So that would probably be beyond my ability to do that.
No, I understand.
But if there was a witness involved in any of these incidents,
they could testify
to their knowledge from memory, but not from an erased record.
And it strikes me as a little incongruous, to say we can't rely on erased records, based on a pardon, but the fact that we have the document that pardoned him allows us to get into that.
The same could be said of a protective order. The domestic violence case could be erased and dismissed and erased, but
right.
The protective order is not part of the erased record, and we get those all.
Yeah, but
we
the
get
actual
those all
document
time.
That says that you are pardoned. That seems to me not in the spirit of things to say, well, we can't go into offenses that were pardoned. We're proving that by showing you the pardon. Oh, you've opened the door. It just doesn't seem kosher.
But I think that's the way it is.
So anything else you'd like to say?
I'm ready to argue, but I don't have any proof. First statement, closing statement, but no evidence to present.
Understood.
Does the appellant have any other contact? Has no other contact then with police authorities in the county?
No. So the information that my investigating detective did also looked at in-house records and all the other various computer databases that they could search, and there was no other, disqualifying information or police contact that we found, other than the past history, which. If it was, I guess, a little bit briefer and there was maybe one or two instances and they were a lot longer ago, perhaps we wouldn't be sitting here. But, given the amount and what the charges were and the fact we ourselves had a case with an illegal weapon, which I believe was could have been a black powder rifle, something like that, that's why I'm sitting here. But I completely understand the argument that was made regarding, using the extant records or not using them, because they don't exist other than that one piece of paper, which was the pardon itself.
Any other comments from the board at this point? Paul Overturf?
This is a denial by the Plainville Police Department. The denial is for suitability. The basis of the denial was the knowledge from the chief of police had based on the appellant's pardon, in which there were a number of criminal charges that seriously concerned the chief regarding the appellant's suitability to possess a pistol permit. There's a full pardon in place. The appellant has no criminal history and no pending charges, no other negative police citizen contacts on the appellant's record.
Comments from the board? Chief, comment?
No, I said I gave him my opinion. I just try and advise what could be used and what cannot be used. And
okay, time for a vote. Chief?
Appellant.
Colonel Overturf?
Appellant.
Attorney Zanetti?
Appellant.
Dr. Conrad?
Appellant.
Chair votes issuing authority, 4-1.
Thank you.